Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. The latest word on GPSA from the Senate and USDA. Back on that in just a moment.
When storms run their course in Oklahoma, they can leave a path of unwanted destruction to vehicles. Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance realizes you want to be back in the driver's seat as soon as possible. This is why local agents and adjusters are on hand to provide you with the upfront service you need when disaster strikes. When other companies tout savings and gimmicks, we deliver personal service when you need it the most. Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance. We're okay, so you're okay.
If you are a Native American who experienced discrimination from the USDA while trying to get a farm loan, you could get a payment of up to $50,000 or more. There will be a meeting at the Caddo Cultural Center on July 6th and 7th where you can get free legal help filing a claim. That's the Caddo Cultural Center on July 6th and 7th. Go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506 for more details and a full schedule of meetings.
Earlier this week, the Senate Agriculture Committee held a hearing on the status of the U.S. livestock industry in this country, and clearly the Republicans had an agenda. They wanted to push the administration regarding GPSA. The top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, Pat Roberts of Kansas, set the tone of the 2.5-hour hearing with his opening statement.
The livestock industry has been under regulatory attack. Those are harsh words, I intend them to be. From both the EPA and the Department of Agriculture, this is especially true of the USDA as it applies to the proposed GPSA rule. The actions of the USDA on this rule and the past activities of GPSA Administrator J. Dudley Butler as a lawyer in the private sector call into question the department's impartiality on this issue.
Mr. Butler did not show up, but USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber, who's doing the comprehensive cost-benefit analysis of the livestock and poultry marketing reforms proposed by GPSA, did.
Much more difficult, and particularly in the case of this rule, is the effects of the regulation itself on behavior by packers and integrators, et cetera. That is how the regulations could potentially affect the way they do business.
Every GOP member of the panel in attendance raised the issue of the GPSA rule. A clearly uncomfortable Dr. Glauber declined to offer an opinion on whether the most controversial parts of the GPSA proposal exceeded congressional intent. He was later asked by Bush-era U.S. Ag Secretary and now Nebraska Senator Mike Johanns if he felt pressure to make the findings conform to the political views of the Obama USDA.
You do your economic analysis, and it's contrary to the position that you have heard from the cage. Do you feel you will have the ability to lay that down and articulate your position on that rule?
Senator, the Secretary said to me he was having a hands-off policy, that he was going to allow me to do the analysis, and that's what I intend to do.
Dr. Glauber giving no indication as to how much longer his office may be taking in putting together that cost-benefit analysis. Once it's done, it will be handed over to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Now, the chairlady of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow from the state of Michigan, also weighed in on the GPSA rule regarding the concerns that were raised by the GOP.
I will be watching and working closely with the USDA, with my friend and ranking member, Senator Roberts, and will continue to work with stakeholders to find a workable solution that does not hinder economic development and innovation.
Chair Lady of the Senate Ag Committee, Debbie Stabenow. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.